Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Happy Valentine's Day, those who celebrate also. Sip. I know you're a big Valentine's Day guy, Sip.
Why doesn't everybody celebrate it?
You have to
Not everybody does. Not everybody does.
But it's not like a religious thing.
No, it's not. It's not a religious
well,
thing.
Well, to those who celebrate it.
I like it a lot better than Halloween.
Do you?
I'm not a Halloween guy, but I support those that are.
Neither is Sip.
I support those that are Halloween.
To those who celebrate Halloween.
To those.
Sip told us he checked out on Halloween at age six? Is that what it was for you?
Parallel lives, I checked completely out. My mom would be like, can we just put you in a costume and take you to a couple
for
of our
God's
friends
sake, Mom.
And I know. And I would like, no.
I'm good, Mom.
I'm good. I don't want to do that.
You can't force me into a costume.
No, I'm not doing that.
All right. Well, yeah, this is a day. What is today? Friday.
Valentine's Day, February 14th.
It falls on a perfect time for romance, though. On a Friday, on the weekend. The Tuesday Valentine's Day is kind of a yawner. And Phil Roman says he's going to be packed.
They will be packed. I saw their menu at Roman's. Filet, ribeye. It is going to be awesome out there. I will not be there.
Don't they always have filet and ribeye?
Yeah, but special for Valentine's.
Phil's putting a touch on it. John Benton.
They have like a four-course meal option that is Valentine's Day related. So,
just a prelude to the real fun. All right. I'm sorry. That was untoward.
Yeah, it was. But
it was.
What else do you expect from this? From us?
I've also made a change for Steve.
What's that?
My coffee, I go with this, so I have a smell in here. You said yesterday the smell was really good.
The cup is really nice. I'm not going to touch it.
Just do it. Easy.
That's a nice setup.
Well, Jake, this is Jake's setup. Jake has the heater for it.
I just randomly had that, and you needed it.
The best part, I had an issue, and guess what? Jake's like, hang on, just sit down. He was back in 30 seconds.
You're going with now.
Because you and Schaefer mentioned so much how much you enjoyed it.
Schaefer kept saying, it smells incredible in here. He kept saying
it's not the smell. It's the smell, but it's also the setup is nice.
Yeah, the setup's really good, so I'm doing that.
Bill said,
I'm just glad that the warmer still works. That's good.
Yeah.
Bill said, you like my setup on my wrist one time? I had those what do you call those bands?
It's called a wristband.
Wristband. You had all those things.
Those things you put in your wrist? Wristband.
And Bill looked at it and goes, nice setup.
Sorry to the breakers. I've got something going on.
What do you got going on? I noticed. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, it's something going on.
God,
I don't feel that horrible.
What would you describe it as, Bill?
I don't know. I just called.
Crud?
I called back. I was driving back from Pender with Duke last night, and I called Laura, and I said, find antibiotics by the handful. So just whatever you think find.
I'm moving away from you a little bit. Don't take that wrong.
Yes.
God,
health
dang
reasons.
It. It's just that it's that time of year.
There's a ton
like
of flu
round
happening
two
right now.
Yeah, round two, right? Is that what this is?
Kind of round two.
And I haven't had a round one yet, though.
This could be round one.
Yeah, I've not had anything.
Well, Ellie had it last week.
She might have kicked off the flu problem in Lincoln, possibly.
Let's not put that on. Well,
I'm not saying she was the one who brought it to town, but she
so
had
who brought
early...
COVID over? Well, it looks like it was Ellie.
Ellie brought COVID to Lincoln.
She brought it from Grand Island.
She did. Come on, Ellie, keep the sickness out of here.
She's out at Wood River, jacking around Babel's Bar, barn.
And then here we go.
Yeah,
a pandemic. Anyway. Jake,
what do you have for idle chit chat? Sip anything on your mind this morning?
I should. I don't. I went. I had to go to Target yesterday, but I don't. There was nothing particularly interesting.
Which Target you go to? 48th.
I went to the one. Yeah, where Jake used to go take breaks.
What? Right by the station.
Yeah,
48th. No, I didn't take breaks there.
Yes, you did.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I went. I visited Target a lot. People say, "What the hell are you talking
about?" You go number two.
You know,
in Target. That's where he went.
Sometimes, yeah.
That's where he went to the bathroom. Was in Target.
Sometimes I went.
I did not think it would go in that direction. Right.
Now it's out there. That was.
I did not think it would. I was just saying, taking break. Okay. I mean, they have a coffee shop over there.
It's still funny. There's a number to it, though. You got to go. Yeah. What? Which one? One or two?
That was one of the spots.
Why? Why? Why?
Why? Yeah. Target was just a nice bathroom, Jake.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is my fault. So
back when I was doing a lot of, you know, not door to door sales, but a lot of business B2B, knocking on doors all the time. I'm around town all the time. I said you had to find the spots,
hotels. I've told you guys
Bill, I've used a lot of hotels.
This is a questionable discussion for
on Valentine's Day of all days. People are trying to be romantic. We're talking about where you go to the bathroom at. But
hotels
are still in the conversation.
I did not mean it to go in that direction. I mean, there is a Starbucks over there.
I love a Starbucks in a Target.
Now, why it went to Target?
Yeah, there's a Starbucks.
That's not why it went to Target, though.
It could have been.
I used to go to the one way down south. What was that on? What street was it on? About 20?
The Target?
27th, 33rd, 40th?
There's a Target 40th in Yankee Hill.
Yeah, that's the one.
The super Target.
Shop. Yeah.
Not to go to the bathroom.
No, not one time go to Laura's. Like, where do you? Hey, you taking off like that? Yeah, I'm gonna buzz over to Target.
You know where I'm headed.
And you know what I mean. You want to just go at the house? Nah, Target's better.
I'll be back in a half hour.
Rolled up newspaper under my arm.
I apologize to everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Sip. Thank you for bringing that up to the people of Lincoln and across the country now who know this.
I didn't, though. I just said you took breaks over there. Then you went there.
Bill quickly figured out what
I did the math. But hang on here. Time out.
If he's bringing it up to the airwaves, it's got to be something weird.
I always
thought it was funny that he'd walk over there. You have to cross that kind of busy street, 48.
Yeah, that's a very busy.
I play Frogger on that sucker.
You play Frogger on that sucker.
I never waited for a life.
With a newspaper under his arm.
Jake, fellas, I'll be back in a half hour.
Jake, did you buy something? Did you even act like you're going to go buy anything? Or just
occasionally.
Jake, not every time. Tic Tacs.
Not every time.
Tic Tacs.
You got to buy some. I'll feel stupid using the facilities.
Got a Snickers bar today. No. I bought stuff about 25% of the time, probably.
You know what I noticed yesterday?
Yeah.
In that area, right, as you're going to the bathroom, I didn't go to the bathroom. I was at the Starbucks. They had Creighton gear. Is that
something? You take it off and throw it away?
Did you suggest that? Creighton gear? Anyway.
I wouldn't suggest that in Lincoln anywhere. This is not a Creighton town.
No. You walked over there. It's a kind of a...
Scary.
Yeah. He has to cross 48th.
Yeah.
Played Frogger with that sucker.
I did. Sometimes it was very frustrating because you just want to get across. Traffic never stops there.
That little chit-chat got off the rails a little bit there.
Yeah, it's just Friday.
They took a turn on us right there. I went to Pender.
Yeah, with Duke, of all people. Yeah.
650 people.
What?
At the Pheasants Forever banquet. Yes.
You're speaking so much that you're going to lose your voice.
And this was just an attendance. I did speak. I did have a speak. I did have a little talk that I did give, but it was an incredible night. Pheasants Forever do things the right way. And it's just a room full of weapons. There was weapons everywhere.
Did you feel safe?
A lot of guns, a lot of weapons. So, and you could kind of pick them up and like carry them around if you wanted to. People were carrying, There was a time they had a raffle lever action high powered rifle, and I was holding it up in front of 650 people. I was in charge of manning the rifle before it got raffled off.
Gun safety.
Gun safety. Yes, before I got sent off. Yeah, so it was a late arriving home, so I missed nothing. I missed the entire game, missed everything.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
So I didn't get a chance, so I can't chime in, but I did look at the box score when I got home and told Jake, well, it's pretty crystal clear what happened. I can say right now what happened.
We'll get to that here in a second, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that
it's
later.
It's only 6:09.
Pender did an unbelievable job. Imagine trying to cater for almost 700 people.
That'd be tough. Well, think about technology days. It's like thousands, but I don't care if it's more than 50 people.
I don't know how you do that. They had probably 4,000 pieces of chicken.
You're right. Somebody who did it. Who was it?
It was out of Iowa. Yes, out of Iowa.
They brought chicken over from Iowa.
Chicken from Iowa.
Across the magic bridge.
They crossed state lines with chicken. Can you do that? I don't know. What do you guys have? Hey, what do you got back there? Fried chicken, sir.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure.
Open it up.
Let me check that. Have a piece.
But yeah, but it was an incredible night. Pender did.
And I got
some hut. Got a few of those.
Yeah. I sent you guys a picture last night. I was at the new Corner Bar, which is the old Longwell's bar.
Where at?
So it's called the Corner Bar, which is where Longwell sold a couple months ago.
This is big. I need to know
this. Corner Bar.
I had no idea.
And I was, having some beverages before the game, and there was a guy in there in a Len Bias jersey from Maryland.
That's right.
You don't see that very often.
I'm really freaked out about this because I was going to do a Len Bias thing at some point in time for Bill Shrills.
You can still do it.
Or any time. But no, I'm not already into Len Bias.
No, Bill. You can still do it.
No, I'm not down on it. It was just it was a thought on it. But if you just think of how NBA basketball could have changed, mm-hmm. they being the Celtics won 3, mm-hmm. Lakers won 5, and it was Bird magic. That was where everything was at. But the Celtics ran everything. Imagine if that doesn't happen to Len Bias.
And he's with the Celtics.
He's with the Celtics. I mean, he's the first pick overall, I believe.
And he
would have.
I think so.
I think you're right.
He was the first. I mean, they already had Bird. They already had Bird.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask
you. Yeah, they already had Bird.
So they probably already had Parrish.
Yeah. So imagine all of a sudden, that'd be like having all this, one of the top teams in the NBA and adding Bias to it.
You had Bias to Mikhail, Parrish, and Bird.
He was drafted second overall in 1986.
You had Bias to Mikhail, Parrish, Bird, Johnson, Ainge. Yeah, that's not bad, right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
So, yeah, I remember, that's one of those desks that you, I remember where I was.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
It was at my grandma's. It was a huge news.
It was unbelievable
news. It was on the ABC. It was like lead the ABC nightly news with it. It was a huge deal.
That's a huge sporting. Huge person.
Yeah.
Huge athlete.
So you saw Len Bias.
I saw Len Bias jersey for the Maryland fans.
Yeah.
So,
did you talk to him? I would have talked to him.
I did, and I was talking to my friend. Seth was there.
Seth.
He got distracted.
Yeah.
I was watching Nebraska women just smoke Maryland on the road, so that was a good feeling going to the game, which did not end that way for Nebraska's men. But yeah, the women were down 14 points and came back and smoked Maryland.
91-71.
Yeah.
Wow. Score.
They were down 14 in the first quarter,
they
ranked by 20.
That's a ranked Maryland team, Bill. 91-71, Amy. And they had been struggling. Nebraska women lost 4 of 5. And I think I saw Amy on television. She wore a look of relief.
She did.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, like I said, back-to-back bad losses at home. They got pounced by Michigan, and then Iowa beat them pretty badly here. But to go on the road and down by 14 points to come back and rout them, that's a big win.
I don't chit-chat.
When were they behind, Jake?
Early.
What quarter?
First quarter.
Thank you. That's the whole key.
Quarter. And you
like
when
we went over that line.
Not halves.
This whole half thing is one of the they went to this, and it drives me nuts.
What about football?
What's that?
Check quarters in football?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, in basketball, you get some end of quarter situations. Hey, there's 8 seconds left. What are you going to do?
I completely agree with this.
No, we don't. What do they want? Why don't they just do one full game, 60 minutes? Just let it roll. Yeah.
No timeouts. From before we wrap this up, Active Duty Husker on YouTube says, Valentine's Day bathroom in Target, Len Bias. What an idle chit-chat we had today.
We covered some things there.
And that is sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. We do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more at renewyourauto.com. We will get to the game in a second. Before that, it is a Friday. Well, what do we do on Fridays on this show, guys?
Well, in the past, we've done a roll call. And if we want to do that again, I think Steve would agree to it.
I would.
Would you agree to that, Sip?
Think we can get... Can we get anybody from Tennessee? We'll check in.
There were two people from Tennessee on that day, and I wondered why.
Because
there were two.
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Was, same. Yeah. Okay, Texas right now, it's a roll call, 402-464-5685. Text your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else today, Bill?
With your significant other, whether it be marriage or relationship, is the card/gift Valentine's Day, is that done in the morning or in the evening? Is it something that's like right away, breakfast time? Here's Valentine's
time of day.
Card. Time of day.
It could be. It could be.
Could be noon. Yeah. Time of day.
Time of day
for celebration. Okay. What is that?
What's your answer to that question, Bill?
I'm always morning, right away.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
Yeah, morning. Morning. I always usually have a plan, something like that.
Jeez, you have a plan?
Oh yeah, plans. Yes.
I have not done that.
Yes.
I have not done the plan thing very often.
And I thought about this. You're going to see some people like today, like at 5 o'clock in Hy-Vee, trying to find a car.
Yep.
And I used to be like, oh, come on, dude, figure it out a little bit. Now I'm more like, you know what? The guy's in here at 5 o'clock trying to get something done. He's might have a light going on in his life.
True.
And he's still figuring it out. So I've totally flipped on that.
And maybe they've been married like 30 years.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Do you need these flowers, really?
No, you're right. I don't look down on the Hy-Vee thing.
Not even the Hy-Vee, just the time, too.
Time, too.
You'd be like, oh, man, this guy really thought about it. Now I'm like going, hang on now. This guy's got probably a lot going on.
Thank you for that grace, Bill.
To the roll call, we got Nyla listening. She says, morning, boys. We got hockey. Lincoln Stars hockey tonight for Valentine's Day. It's a romantic thing.
Oh, that's
thing.
A great one, yeah.
Going to the ice box.
We're not gonna, the box.
We're not going to do euphemisms either. Like, oh.
No, we're not. Matt.
Sticky. All right. I'm sorry. I mean, I said we're not going to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he did.
He did it.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Matt, age 51, is sitting in a dry sauna, and he does the evening celebration for Valentine's Day.
Okay, nice.
What's a dry sauna?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's such a thing as a wet sauna.
It's just a sauna.
You can just say sauna.
So it's just a sauna.
Yeah,
it's
steam room, sauna. There's differences.
It's like a friend of mine freaks out anytime someone says it's a hot water heater. It's not. It's a water heater. It's not a hot water heater.
Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, age 48, evening celebration.
Okay,
Bob,
nice.
Bob in Montana, age 69, says yesterday at work celebrated. Not even today. Did it yesterday.
Got ahead of the game. How about that?
Today's just another day for Bob in Montana.
That's
Chet, age 32 in Nebraska City, evening. Yeah. Do that one tonight. Pecan Pie.
The pie.
He's giving us a play. He just merged onto 77 from I-80. So there's your play-by-play. After work, it always involves adult beverages.
Okay, nice job.
Usually does, yeah.
Brad from Baldwin says, card and roses after work tonight.
Okay, nice.
Brad,
I like that.
Nice
Brad.
Touch.
Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, age 42, evening celebration. Nick in Omaha, age 37, bought flowers this morning already.
Wow, where's he getting that at?
And delivering to my wife when I get off work.
Casey's has
where are you
them.
Buying Casey's. Flowers at before 6 a.m.?
Slide to the side.
I heard a lot of feedback on that yesterday.
Did you get some feedback?
Yeah.
Positive
Keith
feedback?
Man?
No, Greg.
Greg?
Yeah. He does it. He does the glide to the side.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with. Like a large unexpected inheritance, An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get juicy green, red, or black seedless grapes for $1.88 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Heard some other feedback. It was great. It was one of the best ones. It's therapeutic.
Does Greg glide because he talks to the person, or why does he glide to the
side? He glides just because of what Bill is suggesting, to be mindful of the people behind you.
Good. Thank you, Greg.
Be mindful.
Speaking of Greg in Fishers, Indiana, age 52, after work celebration for Valentine's Day tonight.
Then the real work begins. All right. All right.
Euphemism. Seriously. Here.
Keep it clean.
Well, good luck with this. Connor, age 28, in Lincoln, says, my wife is pregnant, so we're going to celebrate tomorrow when she's not tired from working.
Understood. Okay? Understood.
Understood.
Jared and Wilbur is, by the way, at Planet Fitness working out.
He's getting Twisted Steel.
Working out for Valentine's Day. Tonight's a celebration for
I'm not saying
for
anything.
Jordan.
Yeah. Say it. Fitness!
Reed in Des Moines, gave my wife her gift last night.
Oh.
Nothing today from me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Reed.
Just leave it at that.
Stop there. Jeff and McCook, age 51, says, if I remember in the morning, which is right now, by the way.
You're in the moment right now.
We're helping.
You're in the moment.
We're helping you remember.
Robert in Coleridge, age 62, going out to eat tonight.
Okay, good. Sounds fun.
Ryan in Delaware says it's never done. Mutual save money. They don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
They have an agreement. That's not a bad idea. It's not a terrible idea.
It's one day.
It's a tough one. It always matters, like, who brings it up. It'd be easy. I'm just going to throw this out there. Don't be the guy that brings it up. Hey, I think it's on Valentine's Day. We should just do nothing. Don't spend any money on anybody.
Let's make a mutual. You're right.
Let her make that call. If not, you stay. No.
But if she makes it, jump on it.
Jump on that one.
Yeah, it's got to be her suggestion for sure.
Yeah, but don't jump on it too. Like, just say, are you sure, baby? Yeah. You want to do this? Don't go. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah. Peter in Lincoln, age 30, says, it's my birthday today, so I get all the presents from my fiance. Happens in the afternoon, usually.
Oh.
Presents. Anything for that, Steve? Afternoon delight?
Yeah. I wasn't saying it.
Play the song.
Skyrock.
Great song.
Skyrock. It is a great song.
Afternoon.
Jake did that, not me.
That was me.
Yeah, that does happen in that song. That's the 70s. That's 70s.
A better times.
Miller and Mike in Colorado, age 73, first thing in the morning.
Right away.
Celebration there for Miller and Mike.
Why are you laughing, Jake?
Just reading comments here. Evening celebration from Swift and Lincoln. Tim in Dallas also does not celebrate Valentine's Day. Married, but doesn't celebrate.
That's okay. To each their own.
So they don't even honor it at all, which means they're not even a happy Valentine's Day. They act as if...
Maybe a kiss, at least.
They act as if they're two strangers.
What if they said to you, we celebrate it every day. We don't need a day. We don't.
Could be true.
Yeah. I mean, it's on every day. Keep going.
Evan in Charlotte tonight. Actually, he's in Mexico City. Listening live from Mexico City is Evan, Charlotte.
And what's he doing there?
He's just vacationing to Mexico City.
I didn't know that.
Could work there. Usually the resorts. He goes to Mexico City instead
Possibly
for vacation.
Works there, right?
Possibly so.
Yeah.
To YouTube real quick, then we'll move on. We got David on, not David. Different David. Renew David is also with us. Also. Yeah. Owen, evening celebration. Albert, 56 years old. Evening Bolt, 57 for four more days. He's going to celebrate this morning. And Al in Douglas County says the morning celebration for Valentine's
Bolt.
Day.
Bolt.
That is the roll call sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. I saw Sarah yesterday. She's ready for tonight's
this
event.
This event's big.
Love on the Lane is going to be a big event at Madsen. Stop by. It's free. To view, it's going to be like a game show, like the Newlywed Game, essentially, they're saying. There's some couples.
When you're down
on
your luck, get in there. Romance isn't going good. You're off Tinder.
Good place to go. Madison's just south of 48th and Holdridge.
Is young Ben going?
In Lincoln. I highly doubt it.
Find out if young Ben
is really
going.
Have to ask that question.
Ben will not be there. Last night, Nebraska basketball played. Sip was not there. I was there. Sip did watch the game.
You watched the whole thing,
he was texting
Steve?
Me throughout the game.
I did because I had to write.
Nebraska loses to Maryland 83-75. Maryland was very, very sharp in this game. They had no bench points, though. They had all
interesting.
All 83 points came from their starters, and all five starters were in double digits.
All five starters for Maryland averaged double digits.
They averaged double digits,
yes.
and they did that last night.
They averaged.
Average, yeah. It's amazing.
Okay, that is amazing.
Now, I'm not going to get into it with Jake, but I like that team. I like that Maryland team.
So you said, but you made it. Let's just get it out there. What'd you say?
Let's address the
text.
What'd you say?
You can see the text.
What'd you say?
I was upset in the moment.
Yes.
If I could think clearly and not be pissed at the moment, I might lean toward that, what you said there.
There it is, Bill.
Okay, please read.
I'm not going to read the other stuff. God, Jake.
Profanity in there.
Yeah, and just general inappropriate stuff. Maryland also.
Easy.
I did say you are. I'm not going to say that.
Read the appropriate stuff.
Maryland also looks like it can win multiple games in the dance. Tough team to guard, I said. And Jake just sent back, Maryland will lose in the first round.
That was right away. I just put it right away to that text.
Extremely obnoxious.
I was annoyed, not with you, I was annoyed with the game.
Extremely obnoxious.
I came in this morning, and I'm thinking Maryland's a ranked team. We knew they're a good team. You see them physically, you knew all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we all said it's going to be a tough game, right? We all said that it's going to be a very difficult game. Yeah. They lost the game. So I think Jake's going to be pretty Switzerland, pretty neutral here. He wasn't.
What was he like?
Visibly upset. First of all, I said good morning to him first. Did not respond. He did not respond. That was in the background. He didn't even respond to a good morning. That's what I knew right away. I better kid gloves on this one. Better just ease.
16-9 now is Nebraska. 6-8 in the Big Ten. Maryland, Bill. Get ready. In the second half, the Terrapins were 14-22 from the field, not from the charity stripe. 14-22 from the line. That's 64%.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're good. They are good.
They made some really tough shots too.
They did.
Nebraska would get this down to a 2-point game, 3-point game. Maryland would right away respond with not just a bucket, but a ridiculous bucket. Like, you know, we're talking about a floater with two hands in his face. We're talking about a long bank shot on something, not a 3-pointer, but some tough shots. They kept making everything. Nebraska trying to tie it up, trying to take a lead, and they miss a three. Maryland goes up by 4 or 5, and it's just that's how it went the last 6 minutes of the game, and they could never draw back even with the Terrapins last night.
Here's the thing. Now, you neither of you have to agree, nor does the text line. The better team won last night.
I agree. Maryland,
ooh, you do agree.
Maryland's a good team. Maryland, I still think they'll go one and done in the dance. I don't know
that's
why
a
I
crazy
think
take.
That.
Yeah.
Well, Derek Queen is unreliable.
Derek Queen is unreliable, huh?
He had 3 points the first game against Nebraska. Yes, 3 points in college.
He was 9-11 last
year. He had 3 points the first game. He's very good when he's on. But when he's off, the guy disappears.
Well, he's a freshman, and there's probably some truth to that.
He was excellent last night.
Good,
very,
Bill.
Very, very good.
You'd like him. He's a throwback player. In fact, I don't know that this is where Jake has to come in. He's 6'11". He dribbles behind his back.
Yep.
He's not a high flyer or anything like that. Sean Moore said in another time he'd be a lottery pick. Another time meaning when you've talked about this back to the basket NBA type thing, which it's not. I still think he could be a lottery pick.
Could be.
He's
got potential for the lottery. Yes.
Yeah, Bill. He's something to watch.
I told Jake. I said because I didn't see the game. So got home super late last night. I better check the box. I checked the box score, and there's one stat that just
what was the stat?
Jumped out at me.
Yeah,
it is. I'm interested.
Asijin.
Oh,
0 for 6.
Yeah. Now
that was the one stat that stood out to me of all of them. I'm like, He needed to be 2 for 6.
It was made known before the game that both Bryce Williams and Connor Sejan were battling illness. Now,
flu-like symptoms.
I think about 10 minutes prior is confirmed they're going into play. Bryce was going to start. About 10 minutes before the game is when that officially was confirmed, because he was not. It was up in the air with Bryce.
It was a game time.
He still had 20 points in this game, but Sejan, yeah, he 0-for-6 overall, 0-of-4 on threes. When you have a big home game and you got your 3-point shooter not making shots, that's a big.
Yeah,
that's gonna be tough to overcome, and it was true, tough Bill. To overcome for Nebraska.
It
last
was,
night.
It was. If he had made a few, now here's the deal:
he had some good looks.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Maryland went up 11.
Yes,
early in the second half. Now you thought, okay, they went on a 6-0 run. It's 54-43. It looked like it could get away. It never did get away. So what I'm saying is, if a Sejan if he could have hit a few shots, it might have gotten Nebraska over the hump. Nebraska never went away. They got down 11, but then they immediately went on a 6-0 run of their own, got back in the game 54-49, and then it was a game from there. They just didn't have enough to get over the hump, and you're right, a Sejan could have helped. Think about Burke.
Buchtin Jill.
Not playing. 6'10", good defender. Fred has praised his defense all week. And Burke would have helped against. They have two bigs. It's Derek Queen and
Julian Reese.
Julian Reese. And Bill, it was just like we said going in. First of all, they're very good. And second of all, I don't think Maryland's going to have a lot of long scoring droughts. Because what do you do? What would your dad have said? Get it to the bigs. Get it to the big man.
Get inside. Inside-out basketball.
Yeah, get it inside. And they are good. Jake, Reese has gotten good.
Reese and Queen were a combined 14 for 17. They don't miss. Combined 14 for 17 for those two bigs.
They're good now. I mean, they're...
So my biggest question would be after that game right away, would be like, they're 14 for 17. Why are they not getting the ball more?
Well,
get it to them more. They're 14 for 17.
Now look at the other guys. They got that. Yeah. I'm telling you, Bill, that is a good line.
Jake says they're out in the first round.
I don't see it.
Well, okay, here's the issue. They don't have depth.
They don't.
Nobody scored in that bench. And like you said, all five starters are averaging double figures. That's big. But if there's an injury or if one guy is off, they don't have a bench. Guys don't score off the bench. Geronimo comes in.
Yeah. He's rough.
0 points.
Geronimo's rough.
Really?
Yeah, I think Mia got into it. They called double flagrant.
Yes.
Called double flagrant. Ooh, I like that.
They went to the ground like WWE. It was rough.
It was a sight.
Yeah, it was a sight. But the more I look at the Big Ten, I'm not going to get off track here. I just want to say one thing. I think there's several teams that could go deep.
So you're changing your thoughts on that?
Well, no.
There's not an elite team that you say, hey, this is a Final Four team for sure. But there's several teams that, you could see them making a run.
Win
absolutely.
A couple games. There's a lot of them. It's old now.
So run deep is Sweet 16 or is it Elite Eight?
I don't know.
I think run deep to me is Elite Eight. That's three wins.
I don't want to split hairs. I'd say more Sweet
16. Two wins is still an outstanding.
Absolutely.
All depends on where you're at. Nebraska.
Well, Maryland could win too.
Yeah.
They could.
Wisconsin could win two. Purdue could win two. Illinois could win two. Michigan could win two. Michigan State could win two. Probably missed one in there, right?
But then after that, there may not. I don't see it after that. I see a lot of winning.
About Nebraska?
Twos.
You got one.
What's that?
You got Nebraska winning one.
Right now, Nebraska's got to get in, though.
But
I don't look. I don't see a lot of those teams being able to be all of a sudden the Elite Eight. Don't see it.
Not necessarily. Nebraska now. Jake,
I said that screenshot there on the bubble.
I saw that again. Who knows about analytics? But I guess they went from an 80% chance to a 70% chance after the loss
to get in.
Yes,
see,
per
what,
bracketology math
is the best way to say it. Bill's doing bracketology. Is this just puts a little more pressure on Nebraska? For instance, on Sunday.
Well, you've got two straight road games coming up against bottom teams in the conference. Northwestern at 2:00 on Sunday. Again, they have. They're at the bottom of the conference, and they got two injuries. Like, that's a struggling team that's hurt right now. Then you're on the road at Penn State, who has really dropped off completely. You got to win those games.
You are
the better team than those teams. You have more to play for than them also.
The next two teams doesn't help them at all, winning, but can kill you in a loss. Yeah. So it's a tough deal. It's not like, well, that's a huge win for us. No, That will not be viewed as a huge win. Won't be.
No.
No. Nothing. No. There's like no.
Just gotta go take care of business.
Yeah. Just go win the game.
Somehow Northwestern would be a quad one win. I don't know how.
Wow.
I don't know how that was confirmed. Penn State's a quad two or quad three, but somehow Northwestern would be a quad one win. It doesn't feel like that looking at their record, looking at what they're at in the Big Ten.
How is that possible?
I don't know, but
that can't be possible.
They're quad one. I don't know how, but they are. But it doesn't.
Anywho, it puts a little. Nebraska's got a little more pressure on it because of last night. Now Bill's a coach. I was thinking about Fred a lot last night. This is sports is hard. I mean, think about yesterday. Big game. Maryland's coming to town. Fred knows how good they are. He knows it's probably going to be a game that goes to the wire. Oh, great. Connor, you're not feeling well? Mm-hmm. And Bryce, you're sick too?
Yep.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Burke's out. That's real world problems.
It's just like when Illinois came here and their player was out with mono.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same deal.
Starter.
In an overtime game, he probably factors for Illinois somewhere.
But that's what you got to deal with. And Fred dealt with, I mean, Fred, I think on his radio show, he told Sean Morris or somebody, one media member, that, hey, Jordan had his best game when he was sick. You can do it. Bryce played well.
Bryce had 20 points in the game. Efficiency-wise, he was 5 of 13, 3 of 9 on 3, 7 for 7 at the line.
20 points.
Two turnovers, 20 points.
Right. I thought he was good. Yeah. I mean, he was pretty much, I thought early in the game, Jake texted and said, Bryce doesn't look.
He was sluggish.
He was sluggish. I agreed with you.
And then he figured it out.
Yeah, he's tough. He's tough. You know, he was fine. Gary was really good.
He was.
Gary was excellent.
22 points for Juwan.
Right. He was excellent.
I think Juwan had 15 at halftime.
He did.
He was carrying the team at half.
He had hit three or four shots at halftime. Three or four from deep at halftime. From three.
I think the numbers are a little off. I think it's more of a 50-50 chance of him getting in.
Okay. Oh.
Then it's 70. I don't see it. But I think it's more of a 50-50.
Ooh.
Just reading that article last night like that, like they're like they had Nebraska clearly on the bubble.
DeCourcy, Mike, the BTN analyst, has Nebraska as a 10 seed, or at least he did going 10 seed. At least he did going into that night. And had Maryland as a 7. Maryland's trying to play.
They're trending upward.
Yeah. I'm really struck by that text you sent me because I thought watching them, this is a team.
Jake, there's a great chance that Nebraska's in the play-in.
I know, and I stand
right
by
now.
It became
we're
even
gonna
more,
have a problem.
Yeah,
it became more clear yesterday. That's not the first win because you're playing the same seed. You're not playing a six.
We're not
seed.
Doing this again. Jake.
We went over this.
Save
idea.
This, well, Jake.
You're not. You will not and sway me. You
we already talked about
me.
This. You'd get crushed by Hal Anderson and Mossman in court on this one. It's field of 68. Yeah. You wouldn't win this.
Take you apart, Jake.
Yeah, you would just
they would slice you up.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be ugly. We don't, Jake. Just stay away from this one. We're trying to protect you.
I'm trying to protect you. Will not. Change my opinion on that.
Mossman and Hal would go to town.
Yeah, they would go to town on this. So they'd be like, you want to go first, Hal? I don't know. I'll go whichever one. They'd cross-examine you, and it'd be ugly.
Yeah.
Also,
you would stammer.
You'd stammer.
I would not be stammering. I'd be very confident in my ways.
You would have sweat on your ample forehead.
And they would take you down a path, and then you wouldn't know where you're going. All of a sudden,
I'd be ready
whip around, and you'd be like, oh, wow.
I'd be prepared.
In the end, you would just admit complete guilt on the stand.
No,
complete guilt.
You would, on your very ample forehead, there would be a lot of sweat.
Thank you for the ample forehead.
Sitting there with him watching. What are you guys doing? Well, Jake's in trial. About what? Field of 68? Getting cross-examined by Hal Anderson today.
Watch this.
Mossman.
We'd have to console you after that.
Yeah, we would.
You can still do the show tomorrow, Jake.
Yeah, I'd be okay.
You're not taking a day off. You'll be all right.
Huskers lose 83-75. Northwestern awaits them on Sunday in Evanston. When we come back, it's time for Aging Gracefully next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get juicy green, red, or black seedless grapes for $1.88 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.